Doing something with the children over there at the children's table? For seeing that in a bit? And for all of us, let's pray. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditations of all our hearts always be with you and guided by you, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we've talked about hurrying. The other side of that is actually being intentional in what we do, actually knowing that for this time, this is what I'm going to do, and for this time, it is important that this is what I do. Now, this is what Jesus said. He needed it, so it says, you, I'm not going to preach to you, I'm in this boat with all of us. We definitely need to come away with Jesus by ourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. How good does that sound? Fantastic, isn't it? So if we're going to do that, we need to do it. Jesus modeled it for us, and that's a good reason for following what he's done. Because he began his ministry with time alone in the desert. He did have a visitor at the end, but most of the time he had time with his Father, time to reflect. When the disciples come back from ministry, are out there all a buzz, and Jesus says, come away. We'll talk about it. We'll pray it through. We will spend time together thinking about it. Very often you'll read, first thing in the morning, Jesus got up and went to pray. Last thing at night, Jesus sent the disciples on ahead of him, and he stayed back to pray. He is intentional. Jesus is intentional about getting his time with God. He's intentional. He's not hurried about it because he knows the value of what he's going to be doing. Here we have some intentional people. They look like they know what they're doing. These guys are going on a money-raising run. Looks like these folks, they're on their way. They're busy. They've got, looks like, cans of paint in their hands. They're going off to do something. This little one is definitely on his way, isn't he? Just got it in his eye, it's in his paws, and he's just going. Not sure whether it's walking, going to the streets, whatever it is, he's going for it. In the Christian tradition, we know about people who withdraw a little bit more from society than we do, monks and nuns, and they have a complete cycle of prayer through the day, which is something they intentionally do. They're not hurried about it, but they are intentional about what they do because they know that those times of prayer through the day are really important to the way that they live and for helping them. It's what God has called them to do. And here we have a classic picture of Jesus in a solitary place, having withdrawn from the city to be with God. And here again, at night, on his own, praying. Like I say, in the Christian tradition, the monks have prayers, and nuns will have prayers very early in the morning, but also last thing at night. They get away from all the activity of the day, and they reflect on what's been going on. In our own situations, withdrawing to pray is something that we can do, too. But are we going to do it? Are we doing it in a hurried way? Is it another thing on the list to tick off and get done? Or are we doing it in an intentional way? Are we doing it because we know that it's something that we're going to spend time with God, and that he's going to speak to us, and that relationship with him will grow? Sometimes we're on our own, which sometimes gives us lots of time to pray. Sometimes it doesn't give us so much time to pray. Sometimes we're in a busy family, and that can be really difficult. There's that old saying of young moms, I can't even get to go to the loo on my own. How do you expect me to find 5 minutes to pray? Is that true, Maureen? Yeah, she's just sort of, But we can pray as families with whoever's around us. Just simply saying thank you. Or if it's the evening, God bless mommy and daddy. If it's the morning, God bless mommy as she goes to work. Dad, as he goes to work, children at school. Doesn't sometimes need to be long, but it needs to be something that we build in because it's important. Time with Jesus can be, head bowed, hands together, eyes closed. It can be just, wow, just struck by the awesomeness of God, or something really fantastic that we have seen or heard about. Sometimes, with the sheer exuberance of all, we can just sort of just dance around with the excitement of knowing what it is to love God and to love Jesus. It doesn't need to be morning and evening. It could be anytime, anywhere. How do you know that the person sitting next to you on the train, who looks like they're listening to their earphones or they're asleep, isn't actually praying? There's a thought for you too. You could be the person who's sitting there with your eyes closed or your eyes open, just looking around the carriage, praying for the people that are there. It's all spending time with God. It's finding God, seeing Him. So in the quiz, we looked at the symptoms of the hurry sickness, the things that can get in the way. And those things apply in our relationships with each other as well as they do in, with our relationship with God. When I read the first reading and thought about the topic, the story which really came to me was the story of Mary and Martha, which has always been a bit of a puzzlement to me. I'm a Martha by nature, and I just like to be busy doing things. Here, in this picture, we see three people, Jesus and Mary and Martha. Probably there are lots more than three people, because any time Jesus turned up anywhere, crowds followed. And in classical paintings of this scene, there's very often there will be lots of people, but there'll also be a hugely elaborate table of food. I think it's just a chance for the artists to show how good they are at painting fruit and flowers and fish. But nonetheless, the point is that there was a lot of preparation that went into preparing for this visit. And Martha is still working. And she says to Jesus, "What about Mary? I need some more help." And Jesus says, "Martha, you're distracted by many things, and Mary has chosen the right one." Now, I have to say, I think I'd have a lot of sympathy with Martha at this point. That's probably how I would feel. However, Jesus was right. It was better at that time for both ladies to be talking to Jesus, because he wasn't going to be going that way very often. So when he was there, it was the time to set aside all of the busyness and to intentionally spend time with him. And I thought, how does this sort of work out in our lives? And I thought about the time that when our daughter got married. She got married here in this church, and we did the marquee in the garden thing, which was lovely. But she was abroad and we were here, so we ended up doing all the wedding prep, which was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. My Martha really got to grips with that, had a great time. But the strangest thing was that on the day of the wedding, there came a point after the hairdresser left the house. There came a point when I thought, I have to just set all of that aside. I have to trust all the people who are making contributions to this wedding, like the flowers, and the food, and the church service, and the seating, and everything. I just had to let go of all of that. Because I had to be here as my daughter's mum that day. That was the important thing. But it's the same thing if we have a party at home. You know, we make all the preparations, we go down to wherever and get all the food, and we try and press gag the kids into helping, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. And husband or wife or whoever, "Can you go and sort those chairs out, because we need, you know," and all that stuff. And there's all of that. But when the party comes, you need to put that aside. I know a little bit will creep back in, because that's what we're like. But at that point, it may be that Great Aunt Margaret has come for the day, and we're not going to see her again very often. And it's really important that we go and spend time with Great Aunt Margaret. Never mind the food, never mind the drinks, never mind any of the other stuff. There's people for that. My uncle used to say, "There's fellas for that." There's fellas for that. At that point, it is important for us to sit down with Great Aunt Margaret. It's equally important we spend time talking to that good friend that we don't see very often, who's made a special effort to come that day. Because if we're so preoccupied with the food and all the other stuff, that opportunity is going to be gone, and we're not going to get it back. But it's the same thing in our relationship with God. We need to sometimes set aside all that hurry sickness stuff, because it'll probably plague us for the rest of our lives in some way or other. But from time to time, to just sit and say, right, I am going to make this time for God. One thing which is quite interesting, I mean, there's all the usual, the kind of usual things that everybody says, you know, good to make time in the morning, good to make time in the evening, and that's fine. Sometimes I find that if you just sit down with your mobile phone, you've got 5 minutes just in the midst of something or other, there's just a little bit of slack in it, and you've got 5 minutes. Sit down with your mobile phone, put the timer on for 5 minutes, and just spend 5 minutes with God. World's not going to fall apart, not for 5 minutes, not for that 5 minutes, and just that little bit of slack time you've got. Do it. Be intentional about, I am going to spend this 5 minutes with me. Nobody's going to steal that 5 minutes with God away from me. Not the TV programs, not the results of the whatever, da, 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 da. That's all going to go on. But spend intentionally time with God, because it's important. And we will gain, and it makes it sound selfish when I say we will gain so much more from it, but we will, because it just affects our priorities, it affects our perspective to just look at things through God's eyes, or as I like to think about it sometimes, sitting under that tree, or under an umbrella, because the umbrella's God, God's the tree. It just gives us an opportunity to see things God's way. And that can be quite different from the way that we see things. So, spending time away during the day, having these little time outs during the day, are good. It's also good from time to time to, again, to intentionally spend time away for a little bit longer. Ben often goes off to Muirfield Abbey on a retreat. You could do something like going to see Adrian Quass up at Newton Regis. He's not far away. He's a, you know, nationally known writer and speaker. Do that. Come to the monthly wholeness and healing services. Take some time out intentionally for God, something that's a little bit longer. We have a friend on the management committee at the old schoolhouse who goes away on retreat to Lee Abbey, and Ben and Jeff and Jan go down to Lee Abbey from time to time as well. So if you want to know what that's like and whether they think that's worthwhile, go and talk to them over coffee afterwards and see what they think about it. Now, all of us here are Christians, or we're interested in Christianity, but it's something that we have to work at. We have to overcome this hurry sickness to really bed it down in our lives. And it can be hard to start, but it is so worthwhile. As I say, it adjusts our priorities and our perspectives. Start small. If half an hour is way impossible for you, that's fine. Don't do half an hour. Do 5 minutes. Your mind may wander. That's fine. Just keep doing it. And as you do, you will understand how God is trying to speak to you. And you'll understand how to set aside all those busy things, those hurried things in your mind, so that God can speak to you. Jesus calls us all to come with him. This verse from the Old Testament in Ecclesiastes 4, from that 1960s song, if you remember that. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There is a time for doing stuff which we have to do. There is a time for taking charge, or for being the Martha, whatever. But there is a moment when we need to become Mary's. We need to spend that time with God. Jesus needed it, so we definitely do. He said to the disciples, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. I leave that one.